On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
He looked and he saw his dad, John Hancock, on a brand new 15-year contract. He goes, so that, what do I do? They go, well, you're not leaving. You leave, that's a breach of contract, and you're going to owe us $7.6 billion.
Because only the tough survive. That's the reason you ain't in it. And this punk holding the camera reading he ain't in it. Reading these rednecks out here ain't in it, because it's a tough business. What, is that all you got?
I'll ask you the standard question. You know,
standard question.
I think this is fake.
You think it's fake?
What's that? Is that fake?
Huh? What the hell's wrong with you? That's open hand slap, huh?
Welcome to the Fourth Opinion Show.
You have made a huge mistake. And if I ever see you in person, I am telling you on camera, please don't edit this out. I will rip you from limb to limb for destroying my reputation in your phony book full of lies, calling me a somebody who just wants to gain attention to themselves and a has-been. That's all I have to say about this, Jericho.
Hello, everyone. Hello, and welcome. Welcome to the Sports Opinion Show. I am your host, Matt Alvarez, broadcasting live from San Leandro, California. Christmas is almost here! And I still haven't done my Christmas shopping. Ugh. That's okay. I'll get it done. Don't worry. I will get it done. It is Friday, December 14th, 2012. And no, the year's not, the end of the world is not going to end. There's only one person that knows about that, not us. We're human. Humans don't know that kind of stuff. How would we know? Anyway, before we get started, I just have to say I'd like to get something off my chest right now. And this is pertaining to the news. The most vigorous, most insane news ever. It's not sports related, but it is important. You know how in the audio clip where Mr. Billy Graham, former WWE star, was talking about ripping somebody's heart out? See, I know this is not actually my channel, but I felt it was necessary to change the rating of the show to mature because for this very reason, well, I mean, it's not like, you know, the shooting happened when I put the show together. The shooting just happened just now. And maybe it was coincidental that I happened to just put the rating on for him. And I'm sure Roger Noriega and Scorekeeper will understand why. And this is why. Before we get started to the extreme sports and all the stuff that we got going on, I only have this to say. You sick son of a bitch. I'm glad you're going to burn in hell for killing all the innocent children in Connecticut just hours ago, ladies and gentlemen. What a coward. You're a coward in my book. I'm sure you're a coward in everybody else's book. Ugh. Totally disgusting. Totally just... I feel so bad for those children. Children! Children can't shoot guns. They can't shoot anything at you. Why did you shoot them? That's the question everybody's going to be asking. And it's kind of coincidental, too, that today's topic is, you know, scared or bold. Well, he was bold to do that. I'm not scared of anything. And neither should you be, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be one of the most, you might think of it as a controversial show. You can call today's show whatever you feel it. That you view it as. But I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that things have gone from bad to worse as it now relates to the world of sports, and yes, later on in wrestling, so much to talk about. It's crazy to think that, you know, people would actually be trying to tell the world what they would do if they were in charge of sports. In any sport, in any profession, oh yeah, this is what I would do. Oh, I would so cut him from the team. He'd be out of there. And even though it's not my popular topic to talk about this football team, but I know all of you listening live and those of you in the chat room, I think those of you in the chat room that are in here live, got a big, huge chat room filling up right now. But I know you're all going to be very, very happy at my expense. But this is the only team that has been ridiculed for so long that I'm a fan of. The Oakland Raiders. Millions of people are saying that, you know, the Raiders, they suck. If I was in charge, I'd fire that son of a bitch coach. He don't know what the hell he's doing. Well, for the first time in the history of the Sports Opinion Show, either past on my original channel, present from everybody coming in, making friends and finding out I'm a Raiders fan, and now the future, that you're actually going to get to hear me mention this at my expense. You know what? You're right. All of you are right. Everybody in the entire world is correct. For once, you guys have, you know, made it, you know, knowing that we need a new coach. I agree with the entire world and those of you that are saying that the Raiders need a new coach. I agree with you. We do. I know we do. But it's the participants behind the head coaching staff. It always has been. And that is the reason for saying that Raiders, we got to do some work. They're probably listening to everything I'm saying because they know it's true. I know it's true. Anyway, let's not continue that. We really don't need to continue that at all. But, ladies and gentlemen, it's crazy to think that everything else would have happened, especially with this past Sunday, as many, you know, football games as there was to go through. The Broncos beat the Raiders 26-13. The Ravens beat the Redskins 31-28. The Cowboys game, wow. I was shocked at that, you know, the Cowboys in the 90s were the most indirect team of the 90s. And that's why one of my many ex-girlfriends found out 2 years ago when I met her that she's a Cowboys fan. She still listens to the show. Thank you very much for that. I got to be careful because she knows where I live, too. Ain't that right, DDP? You got to be careful with what you mentioned about somebody you used to date. But Sunday, it was strange because the Bengals kept causing the Cowboys turnover after turnover after turnover. I said, this might get ugly here. And it did. You know, there were a few scuffles in there. And I thought for sure the Cowboys were going to lose. With as many turnovers as they let the Bengals, they let the Bengals right in. They just let them destroy their offense. And that's I guess that's how it goes. And a strange turn of events in the Bills-Rams game. The Rams win 15-12 over the Bills. Kind of an unusual score, huh? The Eagles, they lost to the Bucks. Actually, no, the Eagles won 23-21 over the Bucks. The Panthers beat the Falcons 30-20. The Chiefs lost to the Browns 30-7. Chargers and Steelers game was an awesome back and forth battle, literally. 34-24. Colts beat the Titans 27-23. Man. And the Jets beat the Jaguars 17-10. The Vikings beat the Bears. Sorry, Matt Broderick. 21-14. The Seahawks beat the Cardinals. I could not believe this, but I saw it with my own eyes. If I didn't watch the game, I would have told you, you're lying. All of you are liars. But it's true. If you did not see the game, this is true. You're hearing it from me. The Seahawks beat the Cardinals 58-0. I mean, I watched the game, but how did that happen? 58-0. Are you kidding me? The Patriots beat the Texans. Sorry, DDP. Texans got their ass whipped 9 ways to Sunday. On a Sunday. Actually, no, that was the Monday night game. 42-14. Man, and just so much. And how about that Niner game? I thought for sure I would be able to shut up my fellow Niner fans when Jim Harbaugh tried to conceal the last opener in the second quarter, right before halftime. And then he tried it again early in the third quarter. And the challenge play that he made did not go so well. And he cost his team the rest of the timeout that they had. That's unfortunate. Very unfortunate. Once again, I'd like to thank you all for being here. It's very awesome that you're all here. On just 2 weeks leading up to Christmas, 3 weeks with the end of the world, or so the world thinks. Yeah, right. I bet you it will not happen. Anyway, for this Sunday, the Packers will take on the Bears. Good luck to all my friends in Chicago, literally. The Bears are 8-5. The Packers have a 9-4 record. The Colts take on the Texans, DDP. DDP, you should do your best to try and have a conference call with the Texans. Going into the Colts game on Sunday. Man, the Broncos will take on the Ravens. More than likely, I with the Broncos 10-3 record, the Ravens have a 9-4 record. Maybe this will be the year that the Broncos get shut out and not any of the teams in my area. Hopefully the Ravens win, but don't quote me on that. I did not say they were going to win. I said they might. The Ravens might win. Remember, this is all being recorded, ladies and gentlemen. We are live, but after the show goes off the air, you can always come back and hear what I said. Remember, I did not quote the Ravens winning against the Broncos on Sunday. Okay? That's for record purposes. You know, like those infomercials or the phone calls that you get from these wannabe companies that tell you, if you wish not to be recorded, please press whatever number. But I don't push any number when those type of businesses call me. Because if their employees suck, they're not going to call them back and be like, you know, your employee said this and this and that. Very rude. Very rude to me. You got a very rude awakening. Oh, really? Yeah. You did say you record all your phone calls, so go back and hear what your stupid employee said. The Jaguars will take on the Dolphins. It's kind of a mixed record for the Jaguars and the Dolphins here, so ladies and gentlemen, your luck is as good as mine on who's going to win that one. The Redskins have to take on the Browns. Again, a very challenging call to make there. But not for this one. The Vikings and the Rams This will be their intake moment for defining what it means for both of their teams. Could the Vikings pull it out and beat the Rams? Or are the Rams going to charge their way through like Rams do? I mean, have you ever seen a Ram, I'm talking about an animal now, get into a fight? Yes, they do. But then again, the Vikings, check this out. I just now came up with this in my head, literally. Not even in my notes. I kind of compare the Rams now, I just thought of it, to the Assassin's Creed video games. You know how you can jump off any type of building that the game tells you to jump off of? If you see an enemy, you can assassinate him that way, jump right from behind. In fact, I was playing Assassin's Creed, the second one, last night. I don't have the new one. And I just jumped off some random building, stabbed a guy right in the back of the neck. I don't know where I get these insane stuff off the top of my head. It just comes to me. It's like magic, like go time. Anyways, the Saints and the Buccaneers, they got to take each other on. The Saints more than likely will probably win this game. Giants and the Falcons, I don't know. Seahawks will take on the Bills. The Panthers will take on the Chargers. Lions have to play the Cardinals. Oh, that's going to be a real, real good game. As good of a Lions defense as the Lions did on Sunday, look for them to do it again this Sunday against the Cardinals. The Chiefs will take on the Raiders. And unfortunately for my Raiders, it's the very last game. I'm very sad. We'll do it better next year. The Steelers will take on the Cowboys. The 49ers will take on the Patriots. Now this one right here, ladies and gentlemen, I am predicting. No, I'm not putting money down. I'm not betting any of you bastards for this. But I'm telling you right now, I believe it's going to happen. The 49ers will lose this Sunday to the Patriots. At least I hope so. I'm going to try and inquire and confuse and do everything I possibly can in my power later tonight with my neighbors. A few of them are 49ers fans here, so it's going to get really heated. The Jets will take on the Titans. That's our big Monday night game. Monday night, remember, Jets and the Titans. Do not forget that. The Jets will possibly win that one. How about last night's game, huh? The Bengals taking on the Eagles. The Bengals, again, like they did on Sunday. It looked like they were going to lose, but the Eagles, I don't know what happened to the Eagles out there, ladies and gentlemen. They just, I mean, they were good going into halftime. They had the lead. It was 10-0. Until they, you know, the Bengals got an interception, and then, of course, they scored a touchdown. 86-yard reception touchdown. They did the extra point, and they made it 13-10. But then after the halftime, something happened with the Eagles. They started missing catches. They weren't performing well. It was like they were awake, but nobody was home. And then the Bengals just came in, and once they saw that, you know, that the Eagles defensive coordinators and the offensive coordinators were not working together to try to compare something for them to stop their runs and to stop their defense and everything else in between, the Bengals said, well, screw it. If they're not going to work together, we will. And they did. And that's how they won 34-13 last night. If the Eagles hope to stay in this, they're not kicked out of the playoffs yet. They still have two more games to prove to everyone that they belong at the top of the mountain, so to speak. So the Eagles have to do something to change their game plan. I'm really not sure, but that's what things look like for this Sunday and this Monday. It's going to be wild, I tell you. Very wild. Lisa's in the chat room. She's got a lot to say. She doesn't think the Eagles are going to make the playoffs. I tell you. So who do you think is going to be the last two teams going to the playoffs, Lisa? And then after that, who do you think is going to make it to the Super Bowl? No comment. No, just kidding. But, ladies and gentlemen, as I mentioned about the idiot shooting those children just hours ago, well, if you were in Chicago last night at the Chicago 76ers game, then you also heard gunshots there too. So senseless, so ridiculous, that basically, let me break it down to you. It was an argument between a 76ers fan and a Bulls fan over nothing. Over nothing! This is basically like fucking spilled milk. But nobody wanted to clean up the mess. No matter how small this spill was, they weren't going to clean it up. They let them continue. Check this out. An argument between a Chicago Bulls fan and a Philadelphia Sixers fan on a West Philadelphia train following the Bulls' road win over the Sixers on Wednesday night resulted in gunfire, wounding the Bulls fan and a passenger for no reason at all. The Bulls fan, who's 36 years old, had been arguing with a few teams on a train. And the teams, they disembarked, they left, they stopped arguing with him. Well, they kept egging him on at 10:30 p.m., almost 11 o'clock. And one of the kids turns around and he opens fire. And the 36-year-old Bulls fan gets shot in the side of his stomach. And it just went haywire from there. Just because, and I've mentioned this before, remember last year when we had that big, big, wild show, which also took place, surprisingly, at the end of last year? Because it had to do with people beating up people because they don't like their team. Well, you know what I say about that? I said it last year when we ran that big story, and I'll say it again this year. That's bullshit. Because that would be like me, not that I'm literally going to do it. Well, maybe I will. Maybe I'll take a drive down to Lisa's town of Bakersfield, California. That would be like me going down there to Lisa in person and saying, you know what? I think your baseball team sucks. And then let's say I pull out a gun and shoot her. That's the best I got? Really, I'm going to go down there and do that. For me to say that to her would be ridiculous. And then if I actually did shoot her, then I would have a bunch of cops on me. I'm not trying to become a known criminal. If I did, then if Lisa survives and she tells the cop who the shooter is, then, you know, it's going to get worse for me. Because there is no way in hell you can ever get away with something like this. By the way, the two teens that started the whole thing and the teenager that did pull the gun, they could, even though the other one was not involved with the shooting, but he's friends with them. That's what the police report says. It's right here in my notes. I printed it out. So that he could possibly be charged just simply for being his friend is a misdemeanor in Chicago. That's what the police report says. So just because you can actually be friends with the guy, not actually commit the crime, but you're friends with him. Wow. That's crazy. That's not how we do things in California here, is it, Lisa? But still, it's like, what? What did you say? Come on. Come on. Remember 2010. The Dodgers fan that beat up the Giants fan who had two children with him just because he looked at him. He said, I don't like Giants fans when they look at me. I'm a Dodgers fan. So what? You don't like the way somebody looked at you? It's ridiculous. If you don't like somebody's team, don't cheer for their team. If you have a strong opinion about somebody else's team, whether you know the person or not, you're supposed to make it as a joke. You don't go out and beat somebody up. And, or in the case of last night, you don't go out and start arguing with them and then shoot somebody for no reason. It's ridiculous. I can't believe it, but that's what happened. This is the best that they had. And now they might possibly both be charged as adults. Wait till my good friend Coffee gets in here. I know he's gonna. It's just nuts. It really is. But ladies and gentlemen, before we go to commercial break, I just have to mention that we might have another one. And you're probably saying, another one what? Oh, my good friend Matt Broderick is here. See, Lisa? I told you. Well, no, I didn't actually tell you. I just lied. But I knew that everybody would show up. Matt Broderick is in the chat room. I know Coffee will be in the chat room. What's going on, Matt? If anybody wants to call in, the number is 347-637-2306. Happy Friday to you also, Matt. So, let's go back to the original question. What would you do if you were in charge of sports? Okay? And before I get this phone call from my good friend Lisa, you're probably saying, what did you mean that they did it again? Well, the NFL is thinking of having an early Super Bowl. Again, Matt. Again. Lisa, what's up?
Hi, Matt.
What do you have to say about all this?
What? The NFL?
You don't think the Eagles are going to win?
Oh, they're 4-10. There's no way they make the playoffs.
You don't even believe in miracles?
There's no way, because the two teams that would get in for a wild card right now would be Chicago and Seattle, and they both have 8 wins with 2 games left. The most that the Eagles can do is win 6. So, yeah, they're not making the playoffs.
So who do you think is going to make the playoffs?
I haven't looked at the AL or the AFC. Oh, AL, I'm like baseball mode. I haven't looked at the AFC, but I think it's pretty much going to stay how it is for the NFC. Atlanta, Green Bay, San Francisco, and New York will take the divisions, and then Chicago and Seattle will be the wild cards.
Okay, and then who do you see going to the Super Bowl?
I don't know. I really don't know yet. Anything can happen. I mean, you look at last year, I don't think anybody thought that my team would beat the Saints. So, you know, you never know. You never know.
Well, since I have you on the air real quick, what's up with the Angels getting rid of some of your boys?
Oh, my God, don't even. You know they signed Josh Hamilton, right?
Yeah.
How yeah.
do you feel about that?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm kind of mad about Torrey Hunter being let go. Yeah. And especially with them signing Josh Hamilton, it doesn't make any sense because, you know, they've already got enough outfielders. They've got Vernon Wells, who they can't get rid of because of that enormous contract. Mike Trout, Borges, Trumbo. I don't know, but this way, you know, I guess you have Borges and Morales up for trade bait now. So, we'll see, but pitching is what they need. Pitching is definitely what the Angels need, not hitters.
Okay, that brings me to my next question before I let you go. So, since you think I'm talking all these management changes about your baseball team, what would you do if you were in charge of your baseball team?
Fire Mike Scioscia.
That's it? Wow.
Pretty much. That's what I would do. I would fire Mike Scioscia.
And you probably would bring Torrey Hunter back, right?
Well, he signed with the Tigers. You can't actually do that, but yeah. So.
I know what you mean.
But yeah. Okay, well, I called into your show.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye, Matt.
Bye. Now, really quickly before we go to commercial break, let's see what this is. Matt Broderick, are you on the line?
Now, really quickly before we go to commercial break.
Hello?
Matt.
Matt, what's going on?
Not bad. How about you?
Good. Thanks for calling in. What's up?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did you happen to hear what I said about last night at the Chicago Stadium?
Yeah. That's crazy. I just saw the post on my Facebook wall, what you said about that.
Yeah. Very serious shooting. A couple of kids messing with a 36-year-old. I tell you.
But one thing I got to get off my chest to that post also you sent me on my phone yesterday. Hopefully, that's what we all prayed for the past few years, the return of attitude.
Yeah, yeah, you know. Would it be okay to keep you on the line, and then I'll bring you back in after our commercial break?
All right, sounds good.
All right. That does sound good. We are going to do that, ladies and gentlemen, because what Matt Broderick is referring to is, oh man, this is going to be, you guys are going to love this. What Matt Broderick was referring to is, I came across a story last night, you know, while I was putting the show together that said that the WWE is going to possibly go back. They want to do more, you know, over-the-edge stuff. And me and Matt Broderick were texting each other and saying that, well, what does this mean? Does this mean that they're going back to the Attitude Era? Does this mean that they're going to bring wrestling style into their mix? Thank you, Coffee, for jumping in the chat room. But what does this really mean? All in all, you guys are in for a real surprise on the story. A big one. I am so serious. This is going to be the biggest thing you've ever heard of. And no, it has nothing to do with the end of the world, Coffee and Lisa. This story and others coming up are going to blow your mind.
Hey fans, don't worry. The Sports Opinion Show will be back after a brief message from our friends here on the NDB Media Network.
Waterworks.
Jenny.
Pregnant.
No.
Crabs?
No.
Took her to the coat check room, found out she had a 10-pin up her dress, huh? Don't worry, it happens to all of us.
Wait, what?
Nothing. So what happened?
Jenny kissed Pete Hastings tonight. Her first kiss. Now everything is ruined and I don't even know if we're going to get married anymore.
Trust me, kid, you dodged a bullet. You don't want to be anybody's first kiss.
before they last.
Say what you will, that man was a visionary. You know he invented the word MILF?
What am I gonna do? I've never felt this way before. I feel like someone has punched me straight in the stomach, and I feel like I'm gonna throw up. Scott, hey, girl!
That's sissy talk. Never talk like that in the stabbing wagon.
Uncle Wayne, where are your seatbelts?
Again with the sissy talk.
He never wore seatbelts. Never.
Look, kid, I'm sorry I raised my voice at you. Being a parent ain't exactly my chosen profession, you know? I mean, I can't teach you algebra or camping or even ethics. But when it comes to dames, I've got a gift.
Really? Because I will do anything you say. I never want to feel like this again. Ever.
Okay, Dutch. Never again. Hang on!
Now, we return back to the Sports Opinion Show with your host, Matt Alfred.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you all in the chat room, you're all wrong. That clip was from the movie Ghost... Ghost of Girlfriend's Past, Matthew McConaughey.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you all in the chat room.
Hey, what's up, Matt?
Matt's in the bathroom.
Oh, he's in the bathroom. Oh, that
yeah,
guy.
He had to go poop.
How you doing, Steph?
I'm okay.
Enjoying your Friday?
Yep.
That's good. Matt behaving? Did he take you out to dinner? Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we'll have to get Matt Broderick back on the phone. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into this. Got some major wrestling news topics to cover. Stories, that is. Sheldon Benjamin says it's already killed the rumors at this point. But stop saying on Twitter that I'm back in WWE. I'm not. He said that no one from WWE has contacted him about returning. That being said, he said that his foot has an appointment with the Asses. And if it sounds like he's trying to copy The Rock, he is. Speaking to English digital publications Hooked on Wrestling, TNA star Kurt Angle labeled WWE Hall of Famer and former rival Stone Cold Steve Austin underrated. He said one of the most underrated wrestlers, not entertainers, but wrestlers, in the history of professional wrestling, said Kurt Angle, the six-time WWE champion. He changed the face of wrestling. I wrestled him in my first year in the business, and I knew nothing. Austin carried me through every match that we ever had. Ring of Honor sent out a press release about their agreement with video platform Olega for video hosting live and on-demand streaming. Olega streams over 1 billion videos to 200 million unique viewers in over 30 countries per month. In addition to Ring of Honor, they have streamed videos for major companies like ESPN, Pac-12, Miramax, Rolling Stones, and more. They say that this is what Arge says that their fans can expect. If you go to this website, and I'll put it in the chat room later before the show goes off the air, that you can expect faster load times, adaptive buy rate streaming on all devices for the highest quality streams on your PC, iPads, iPhones, etc. This means that there will be no more buffing. Literally, no more buffing. Yeah, right. Live DVR functionality for internet pay-per-view. Fans can use their own DVR function during live events, which means if you join late, you can watch from the beginning, skip to a later time, or join the show live. And they even have instant availability of amazing replays. You know, like, for example, if ROH does have a spectacular match, which you know they will, of a match having to do with over-the-top rope calibrations and or high luchador type stuff, you can, if you see a special move that you liked and you thought, that was awesome, I want to review that right now, while the pay-per-view is still going on, you can do that. All of you, since all of you have the power of, you know, instant replay and DVR crap, I don't even have that. You're all lucky bastards. I keep telling you all that. Coffee, you mean, has ROH ever had a good show? They've had a few good shows in the past. I'm not so sure about it now, but hey. And you dislike their roster. Why? Who don't you like on their roster? So, I mean, this is exactly what I'm talking about with today's show. Coffee wants to be bold by taking over, and he wants to be the promoter. He wants to be the one in charge of ROH. Don't lie. We know you all do. Because you just admitted to everybody in the chat room. The live streaming part of this deal will be ready in time for the promotion's final battle event this year. So, over the next month, all video on-demand content and TV episodes will appear on Olea's website. Also in 2013, ROH plans to implement more techniques to improve the quality of their videos online. You can order Final Battle right now to get ready for that show online. Yeah, I know. I know Steve Carino. I don't know what happened to that picture I had with me and Steve. I have to find it and put it online. Show you all proof. And Coffee said that Kevin Kelly needs to be shot. Since everyone is giving horse shit. Coffee, that's no reason to shoot a man. Oh my goodness. Wow. Anyways. Matt Broderick, are you back here?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on?
Oh, man, it stinks.
Yeah, we know where you were at, Matt. But anyways, Matt, oh, jeez. Terrible. Yeah, I know. Kevin Kelly is still in worthwhile era that could somehow be worthwhile to people, that other people could be breathing. I agree with you, Coffee. Oh, and Jim Cornette. He goes and throws Jim Cornette's name in there, too. Yes. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, terrible. And, you know, it's just, you know, I tell you. And our final story, ladies and gentlemen, is this, that I mentioned before the commercial break. About this, check this out. Wait. You don't like Jim Cornette? Coffee. I'm disappointed in you. And so is the chat room, apparently. No, just kidding. But no, why do you want to bash Jim Cornette? Crazy. I mean, that's certainly your opinion if you don't like Jim Cornette. But, yeah, you know. But, yeah, check this out. The word is that there is a big push within WWE to make the current product, Coffee, listen to this now, to make the current product edgier. Well, it's not Vince McMahon's idea. He doesn't want this idea, but he is said to still be on board while listening to ideas, as he recognizes and knows numbers are down across the board. With ratings down, the goal is to give the audience something different compared to what they've been seeing over the last couple of years. Because according to several WWE sources, fans can expect to see a more wrestling-heavy programming going forward. Now, just what exactly does that mean? Me and Matt Broderick had texted each other back and forth about this because I had sent him a picture of the story. And he's like, what? Wow. And Coffee said, yeah, impossible. They don't have no good wrestler to do that shit with. But it brings up a newer question. Man, we're asking a lot of questions today on the show, aren't we, ladies and gentlemen? Lisa brought up a few good ones. Matt Broderick certainly brought up one. And I have one now for this. Does this mean edgier like the old days, where they had the Attitude Era rush in and steal everything, and ultimately became the leader in professional wrestling and sports entertainment? Or are they talking wrestling-wise? Because I've told you all, there are some good promotions, independent promotions that know how to put on a show. No. Hold on a minute, Coffee. I believe that because everybody's involved in this, not just Daniel Bryan. You have it's a short list of a current roster, but I think if they actually work and actually put their work ethic into making the show better, if they hope to get this accomplished, whatever they mean by being edgier, they want the product to be more extreme. Does that mean going back to the old way they did before? Because I'm the one that told Vince McMahon this one's never going to work. Going PG? Good luck with that. That's not going to work. And it hasn't. It's plummeted. The numbers, TV ratings and pay-per-view buys are almost down to zero. And despite the fact that every week, whether you're watching Raw or SmackDown, I know Coffee doesn't watch SmackDown, right? Am I right? Do you still watch SmackDown? I don't know. Because most people pertain everything to Monday Night Raw. And it just, I mean, and I talked last week, you guys all remember, last week I mentioned the insomnia that I feel when watching a women's match. Because they don't let them wrestle that long. Well, that's because the Giant, the Big Show, he's referencing the Big Show, he's a big dude. See, the thing is, it's like this. Would you be bold enough to go forward and be edgy, or would you be scared? Would you be bold to say, I think we can do this. I can do this promo. I'm going to go out there and say this. Half of it will be from the script that you wrote me, and the other half will be from right here, right what's on my chest, my heart. I'll say what's from my heart, and the other half will be from what you wrote down. That's what needs to happen. Because, I mean, it just goes to show what really, really takes place in the world of wrestling, especially with this past week on Monday Night Raw. And I'm actually surprised at them that they would go this route, because what they did, as I take a drink of my soda, I hope you're, you know, not just sitting there bored as hell. I hope you're eating and drinking something like me, too. Drink along with me, whatever your favorite beverage is. Mine is Mug Root Beer. All the other root beer brands suck. And if there are any root beer employees listening, too bad. I say Mug Root Beer is the best. Anyway, though, Michael Cole at the top of the show had mentioned the fact that there are not one, not two, but three current wrestlers that are on the disabled list. And they're mentioning their training facilities. This week they were mentioning real life stuff that's actually going on. I think they're trying to steal my job when I report and give you all news from Wrestling Reports. Everything I just read to you, from Shelton Benjamin to ROH doing this new deal to the push that WWE might want to go edgier, it sounds like they are catching on to our little plan here, DDP. And But it's also scary, especially for Vince McMahon, because I know that with him going PG, sure, this presented a lot of, you know, emotion and more teacher sales. But once he went PG, did you notice the only t-shirt sales that actually went in WWE's pocket were John Cena's t-shirts? And if you don't think that there's legitimate heat backstage, there is. Because in real life, now the boys are starting to say stuff to Vince. Stuff like, look at his crap is selling, mine isn't selling. Ever since we went PG, everything is about him. And he's not even the champion. By the way, Michael Cole, I mean, I'll tell you, the only thing that Michael Cole ruined was something later on this show, but first, let me get through this and then I'll explain that part to you. R-Truth took on Wade Barrett. R-Truth is the winner because he threw him out of the ring, tossed him back in, and that was a quick cover. A fatal four-way match was issued by Teddy Long. Not Vicky Guerrero. It was the Usos taking on Darren Young and Titus O'Neil versus Primo and Epico versus Damian Sandow and Cody Rhodes. The Fatal 4-Way Tag Team Elimination Match was to determine the new number one contenders, who would be prevalent to the Tag Team Championship. Well, Cody Rhodes and Damian Sandow, they won, It wasn't really a dirty cover, though. They didn't really win the match dirty. See, that's the problem with Vince McMahon. He doesn't sell cohorts anymore like he used to. You know, like, say, oh, the night that he put A-Train in a match with his own daughter years ago. And they made, you know, that whole match there with A-Train, who now goes by the name Lord Tentai. Because they tried to make it look like he was giving her a low blow, and that was the best they could do at that time for a dirty cover. And kind of one-sided. But all Cody Rhodes did was make the tag to Damian Sandow, and Damian Sandow goes for a big, big clothesline over Epico and gets the 1-2-3. Dirty pins are reserved for the bad guys. You got to do things dirty, behind the referee's back and stuff like that. This match didn't... It was a good match, but the way that they won, well, could you tell? People were cheering. They were cheering. You better be careful. You're going to turn Cody Rhodes and Damian Sandow face rather than heels. And that's not going to be good. Eve Torres took on Alicia Fox. And like I've said, this is disrespecting as ever, and Coffee knows this. Eve Torres took on Alicia Fox. The match was done in over a minute and a half. A minute and a half, you want to give wrestlers. The women wrestlers, that is. Ziggler and Christian for an hour. Punk and Brian for an hour. And Coffee said that he wants a pay-per-view where there are only three matches. Ooh, Ziggler and Christian in an Iron Man match? Ooh, Coffee, that's got some good ideas there. Hell yeah. Sheamus against Dom Ziggler. Sheamus wins by disqualification thanks to Ziggler blatantly hitting Sheamus right in the face with the steel chair in front of the referee. And he didn't care that the referee saw him. He knew what he was doing. Premeditated, and he wanted the referee to catch him. He did. Alberto Del Rio took on Zack Ryder. I know, we haven't heard the name Zack Ryder on WWE programming in months. But Alberto Del Rio does win. Vicky Guerrero took on AJ. And at first, I just went, well, good luck with this whole thing. Vince McMahon was the one who made the match. He made Vicky Guerrero say the words, which is what he's been doing every week. You know, showing up here or showing up on SmackDown. And having Vicky say what he's been saying are actually his ideas, but he makes it look like they're her ideas internally. And he did it more so even specially this past week. And she's like, well, wait a minute. We can do it. I mean, I'm fast-forwarding after the commercials, okay? I'm talking about the actual match now going on. She's waving around. She's like, I want a referee. I want a clear referee. A good referee. She's like, oh, wait, I have one. I already called him before the show. I was like, what the hell is she talking about? And she brings out Brad Maddox. Brad Maddox does not count AJ's 1-2-3 when she clearly had Vicky won. But when he pulled AJ down and cost her the match, and then he quickly did the 1-2-3, Vicky got the hell out of there. And then AJ, never mind Brad Maddox. Brad Maddox is still a staple in the storylines, but I'm sure we'll hear more about him as the year comes to a close. But AJ, this might be the pinnacle of the 2012 year. This might be it. The writers have given her the label of being crazy, a fictitious, vicious girl with an eye candy for guys like John Cena. But she makes everybody's crazy list this year, especially mine, Coffee. DDP, I know you're laughing over there. She went nuts after the match. And Michael Cole and Jerry Lawler had to keep reminding us that I can't believe this is wrong. This is very wrong. This is injustice. Her family is here. Her friends are here, damn it. Yes, Michael Cole did say the D word on a PG show. Orton and Brock Lesnar for an hour. Coffee just going off here in the chat room. Punk and Brian in a Hell in a Cell. Ooh. Punk's never been in that position. Ziggler and Christian in a TLC match. Oh, you corrected yourself. You said Ziggler and Christina. Don't worry, I won't tell Christian that you called him Christina. I'm sure everything will be okay. But no, she went nuts. She threw the ladders around. She actually did what somebody at an independent show that I went to last weekend, last Saturday night. One of our guys at our independent show here in the area took a chair because he was pissed because he got cheated. He was playing the good guy. They're like, it's okay, man, it's okay. We were all trying to cheer him on. But he's playing his role all the way to the heel, you know? Like, acting like he's really upset about it. He took a chair and just... one hand, I swear to you, I'm not lying. One hand. He broke the whole entire fucking chair with one hand. Most people need two hands. I was like, damn. But no, she knocked over the announcer's table. Then, because as Michael Cole had said throughout most of the show on Monday, the tables, ladders, and chairs are here to symbolize the pay-per-view. They're not to be used by the wrestlers, damn it. Then she pulled apart the entire announce table, and then just when you thought she had calmed down, where you thought, okay, she realizes she lost, but don't worry, she's going to eventually get her revenge back on Vicky. Could be next week. It could be tonight on SmackDown. But she'll get it. No, she still wasn't done. She straight up turned around and bitch slapped Justin Roberts, the ring announcer. He's only the ring announcer, for God's sake. She continues backstage after all the commercials are done and over with. And she starts tossing things left and right backstage. Then she runs into the arms of John Cena. At first, she acted like she didn't want no part of him. She's like, let me go. He's like, calm down. It's okay. And then he had just had, before they transitioned into the Kofi Kingston versus Antonio Cesaro match, he got this strange Amos look on his face like, oh, shit. Somebody's going to see me hugging her. We're hugging again. Anyway, Kofi Kingston did take on Antonio Cesaro. Antonio wins. John Cena took on The Big Show. Now, here's where it really, really got stupid. Yeah, I know, Coffee. People are hitting the fans now. You can't assault the fans. But during the course of this match, I'm sure that everybody heard what Michael Cole said, right? Hold on. Breaking news coming into the chat room from Coffee. In response to to the information that NHL players however, we'll be asked to vote to authorize the NHLPA executive board to proceed to disclaim interest in continuing to represent the National Hockey League With the file of its complaint, the National Hockey League also filed an unfair labor practice charge with the National Labor Relations Board, alleging that threatening to disclaim interest, the National Hockey League has engaged in an unlawful subversion of the collective bargaining agreement. What? And conduct that constitutes bad faith bargaining under the National Labor Relations. What the hell? National Hockey League, just get this over with. You're already a month behind on all these damn hockey games that we need to catch up on. Good grief. Coffee, thank you for that information. Thank you very, very much. If anyone else out there has any information, please email me. Let me know things on social media. And I will be sure that you get the credit, just like Coffee did. Coffee is the man right now. This is ridiculous with the National Hockey League. We're a month behind schedule. I was hoping to watch my San Jose Sharks go to that Stanley Cup. Just like the World Series Giants, I wanted the Sharks to come home with championship to be the world champions in their own right. This is a disaster for the world of sports. What else is going to happen? I mean, I'm serious. What else is going to happen, ladies and gentlemen? The fact that I just mentioned that Chicago Bulls fan and a 76ers fan got into a scuffle. The 76ers fan, who's a kid, by the way, a teenager. Where did he get the gun anyways? I forgot to mention that. Where did he get that damn gun? Parents, please, lock up your guns and put them on safety. I know Coffee has all his guns buried under his damn house. He ain't telling anybody where he keeps his guns. But no. And now the National Hockey League goes and sends this? That this is wrong? How is it wrong? Nobody from the National Hockey League explained to us how this is wrong. This is ridiculous. Oh, my God. Anyway, back to where we were at, to our original thing. Talk about bold or scared. The National Hockey League is simply showing what our topic is all about. They are showing that they are not scared to mention anything about their own players. They are doing this very boldly, very amicably, that they are ready to take action as they see fit. But this has gone too far by the National Hockey League. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why I always tell you, it's true. You got to come back week after week right here on the Sports Opinion Show, because you never know what I have to say. You never know what any of you have to say. I don't know what any of you have to say. I didn't expect when I put Lisa on the phone lines to say all that. Bold or scared? And I'm sure Michael Cole is now scared, because let's go back into this. Michael Cole should feel scared. He should feel embarrassed. Because during the whole John Cena Big Show match, he goes, I mean, I was hoping to come on the show today and actually give Michael Cole some credit on his reporting. Because, I did mention, he's mentioning the real life stuff now, that three people are on the disabled list. Everyone else is training and coming up. He did tell us to look forward to new people coming up from their developmental department, which is Florida Championship Wrestling, the school, that's the school that they have. I mean, everything, Michael Cole was right on top of everything until the main event, John Cena and the Big Show. The bell sounds, and Jerry Lawler was talking about whatever he was talking about. I don't remember. But Michael Cole says, you're right, partner. Now, we got to keep an eye on John Cena. He's real concerned about the Big Show, since John Cena is the WWE champion. And I said, what? What the hell are you talking about? John Cena is not the champion. CM Punk is. For that one brief moment, I was going to give Michael Cole credit until he said that stupid thing. Because 10 minutes later, he said it again. That John Cena is the WWE champion, and he's got to be concerned about everybody. And Jerry Lawler goes, especially the Shield. No disrespect to Jerry Lawler. He wasn't mentioning anything about the fact that John Cena's a champion, because he's not. He's not the champion. CM Punk is the current champion. And by the way, to end Raw, this is how it went down, to go off the air. They go off the air with CM Punk coming out and addressing us as fans to tell us that his injury is legitimate. It's real. It's not fake. And I can actually confirm that, because I also found out earlier, 30 minutes before we went live, another story came across the internet airwaves that said that CM Punk told the writers that he'll be fine. He wanted to wrestle on Raw. He wanted them to put him in a special match this past week. And that he also feels better to wrestle at the pay-per-view. But the writers were like, no, you're going to jeopardize and hurt yourself and possibly injure your knee further. Just hold off and let us do this. Let us get this done. And, yeah. Just, we can't confuse the fans any more than we already have. But Vince McMahon has allowed him to be at the pay-per-view in person, just like he said in his promo on Monday. But if his knee really is messed up, which it is, because in real life, as I said, he is now off the pay-per-view this coming Sunday, storyline-wise, he's off the pay-per-view. And all these things are happening. Everything is going crazy. Speaking of that, yeah, Coffee, that is crazy. That he killed his mom, he killed his dad, and one of his brothers. 20 children are dead? They're terrible. Way too many kids to die. Sure, Coffee, you can be on the pay-per-view. You can take CM Punk's place. Oh, wait, but then I don't think they would give you credit for actually being the new WWE champion. I tell you. I don't know what to tell you there, pal. I'm sure they could find some way to give you credit. put CM Punk's name on, I mean, put Coffee's name on the belt. Yeah. People say, WWE Champion, and then big bold print, Coffee. How does that sound? Coffee. New World Heavyweight Champion. I tell you. This is their thing. And this is what they are going to do. Because here's the tale of the tape on how this whole thing is going to go down. Yeah. Coffee. I know, I love that bit in WCW as well. Welcome back, Matt. As I said, here is the tale of the tape. This Sunday for TLC, it's going to be a very compelling look at the new things and some of the new people that they have going on and being involved storyline-wise. Because we all know that the John Cena Big Show match, John Cena did win, but then things got chaotic and here came the Shield and they attacked John Cena. I appreciate the way they attacked John Cena. They obliterated him. But anyway, this Sunday, Team Hell No and Ryback versus the Shield in a tables, ladders, and chairs match. John Cena will be taking on Dolph Ziggler. It's now a ladder match for the World Heavyweight Championship. It's Dolph Ziggler's Money in the Bank contract. I don't see John Cena winning at all because, remember, as I said last month, they want somebody younger, somebody more embracive about actually being champion. Because John Cena said that he doesn't go that way anymore, so they don't want him as champion anymore then. The World Heavyweight Champion, The Big Show, will take on Sheamus in a chairs match. This is going to be brutal. Oh, I can't wait. The Intercontinental Champion, Kofi Kingston, will take on Wade Barrett. I don't know who's going to be champion or if the current champion will retain his Intercontinental title against Wade Barrett, but we'll see what happens. Antonio Cesaro, just like he did on Raw, must once again put on his U.S. Championship on the line against R-Truth. Something tells me to look for lots of interference in this match. Rey Mysterio and Sin Cara will take on Team Rhodes and Scholars. I think Team Rhodes Scholars will probably cheat to win. And they've promised that there will now be, wasn't mentioned on Raw, it probably will be mentioned on SmackDown, but as of word, the world doesn't know about this, but I'm telling you now, you're hearing it from me. They are saying that there will be a Santa's Helper, number one contenders, Diva Battle Royal. Yeah, them and their, the way they do Christmas, you know, it's terrible. Crazy. Matt Broderick, are you back?
Yes, sir. What's going on there, man?
Not much, man. Not much.
I had to hear what you got to say about the TLC pay-per-view. I have to think they're going to start for a good pay-per-view this weekend.
Do you see the same thing happening that I just ran down?
Yeah. I know the Ryback match, I think that's going to be really good. Man, it was awesome on Monday night. He threw the ladder at the Shield on Monday night.
Yeah. Do you think that CM Punk is actually going to get involved, or is he too injured to do that? Because it's a legitimate injury.
If he does get involved, maybe I'll get Heyman to bring some more people in to get involved.
Yeah.
You know what? If Punk or Heyman do somehow get involved, you know what? I think they should change up War Tenshi's character, have him come back as A-Train, and be ahead of you, for CM Punk.
Maybe that could work.
It's working, but really, I'm still not used to the Tensei character yet.
Yeah, nobody is. I don't think so. I'm not fully behind the Tensei character yet either.
But, you know, as much as I don't like that new group with these later three-man band, as much as I don't like them yet, they are pretty quite funny.
Yeah. Actually, you just made me think and realize my question. How come the three-man band is not on this pay-per-view? Oh, well.
They deserve a push.
Yeah, they were getting that big push, and now I don't know what the heck they're doing.
You know what? Maybe they'll get their push next year at the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, well, the only thing that they mentioned at the Royal Rumble is that it's going to be The Rock versus CM Punk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be the Rumble next year. The Rock comes back and Punk fighting The Rock.
Now, what do you think about what I sent to you yesterday about WWE going back to the old way? I don't know if that means wrestling-wise or attitude-wise.
I got my fingers crossed hoping that it's both wrestling-wise and attitude-wise.
Yeah, let's say that. A combination of both.
And Stone Cold to drinking beers and flipping people off, too.
Well, I don't think we'll ever find somebody else, a different person, to replace him beer drinking.
Right. They don't bring the same man in, too. Have the same man come in and cane the shit out of people.
Yeah. The same man can come in and just cane the crap out of people.
Or maybe someday, you know what, come see me and Corey in the ring someday.
You and Corey are going to have a TLC match? Is that what you're saying?
Hell yeah.
So, is it going to be a tables match, a ladders match, or a chairs match with you and Corey?
Thinking all the above.
Wow. That sounds crazy. And do you think you're going to win, or is Corey going to win?
As much as I want to win that match, sadly, I think Corey, he might get the upper hand on that one. But I think I'm going to get my revenge in the rubber match and win that one.
All right. Sounds good. Well, anything else you got to say about the pay-per-view?
Other than that, for Sunday, Bears are going to win on Sunday. Going to kick some Green Bay ass on Sunday.
I hope so, man. I hope you guys take out Green Bay because they look good on Sunday.
Very cool.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? One thing that I'm about on Sunday for the Bears-Packers game is get rid of Cam Davis and bring back Greg Olsen. Because the Bears, they need a tight end that can actually catch the ball and run his ass off to the end zone.
That runs backwards like the other Pesterman.
So, like I asked Lisa, that's what you would do if you were in charge, huh? If you were in charge of the Bears, that's what you would do. That's how you fix the problem.
Hey, you know what? I think I will starting tonight when I play as a man 13 after finishing my current season with Forte. I think I'll start up a new season in my career mode of man 13 as a coach. And see if I can make a little changes on the current Bears team.
Yeah. Yeah, I need to make some changes too with the Raiders. I'm gonna have to do that tonight too. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna make the Raiders take on the Bears.
That's going to be a good game. Anyways, Matt, I'll catch you later, bro. I'll finish
all right, thanks,
list.
Matt.
And still for Jeff, bro. All right, you have a good one, bud. Bye-bye.
All right, you too. Always good to talk to good friend out there in Chicago. It sounds like Chicago's the place to be. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what's going to happen, but only time will tell. And time is kicking our ass with commercials, so. Yeah.
Hey fans, don't worry. The Sports Opinion Show will be back after a brief message from our friends here on the NDB Media Network. Hey sports fans, this is the Scorekeeper once again. I want to remind you that, of course, we wake you up Saturday morning at 6 a.m. Pacific Time, and immediately following us at 8 a.m. is the hardest working man in sports. That's the Couch Potato. And, of course, his venerable sidekick, Cuervo. Again, after all, we wake you up, and they bring it home. Don't forget to catch them at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, because we are the 4-hour block of sports on Saturday morning on blogtalkradio.com. Sports Talk with the Guys, immediately followed by The Couch Potato. Check them out at blogtalkradio.com/the-couch-potato.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. But you look into me, three grand chats, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, but you look into me, four calling birds, three friend chats, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, but you look into me,
I'm
Hi, sports fans. As you all know, there's lots of stuff happening here on NDB Media. And here on our sports channel, Sports Talk with the Guys, we've just debuted a brand new program, The Five Tool Show. Carell Cooper and Tanya Mercado keep it real from the East Coast, and that's on every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time. Of course, Matt Alvarez and the Sports Opinion Show is on every Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Sports Talk with the Guys Saturday Morning Extravaganza is on at 6 a.m. Pacific Time, part of the 5-hour block of sports on Blog Talk Radio. Tune into that for additional details. And don't forget to catch the Big Dog every Monday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Pacific Time. Head on over to ndbmedia.com, join the community, join the conversation. See you on the other side.
And now, we return back to the Sports Opinion Show with your host, Matt Alvarez.
And we are back right here on the Sports Opinion Show. Thank you, everyone, for being here. I can't believe this. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, Coffee, Guest 168, Matt Broderick and his girlfriend Stephanie, DDP, we have one more Friday. And then that's it. That is it. Because then we'll only have 5 days, well, 7.5 days, actually, before the year ends. Not the world. The world is not going to end. As I said at the top of the show, all this crap about, we know when the end of the world is coming. Yeah, right. I don't believe you. I know damn sure Coffee doesn't believe you. We know when the end of the world is coming. We are the smartest people ever. We went to the greatest school on earth. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it never goes like that. You can't know something. Sorry, that's my rigorous cell phone. You can't know something about the world because we're human. We're human beings. We're not human invisible beings. And that's what happened last night on Impact Wrestling. They gave us a stellar show. A great show, in fact. Bobby Roode opened with, you know, his in-ring segment. He talked about what happened at Final Resolution, and I know a lot of you saw Final Resolution, their pay-per-view they did this past Sunday. And a lot of it had to do with Aces and Eights. D-Von, who's the leader, and Doc, and all the other eight members that they have. And did AJ Styles quit? Or is he just taking time off? Oh, and you saw the way Dixie Carter had tried to console him. Like she... Which is evidently not true. We know that for a fact. Because Bobby Roode had asked, why the hell didn't the Aces and Eights do what he told them to do? Because he apparently paid them a lot of money. And of course, D-Von had said that, no. Somebody else gave us more money than you did. He said, what the hell are you talking about? And of course, things spiraled from there. He said that he tells them what to do and when to do it. Then he proceeded to shove Doc, and that's when the Aces and Eights beat the crap out of him. But then here came Jeff Hardy and James Storm. They came down and they did the big save. And, of course, my returning girlfriend. Yes, Matt, I know your girlfriend's listening to this. But my girlfriend, Velvet Sky, she returned last night. I cannot believe it. Velvet Sky returned. She just needed a break. And everybody said, all summer long, they said, she quit. She's going to go to WWE. No, she's going to go to ROH. The proof is here, ladies and gentlemen. And I know it's not Thanksgiving anymore. But I just have to say that I know it's not Thanksgiving. You know how we did the Thanksgiving Turkey Awards? And we never got to number one. We stopped right at number two. With 3 minutes on the show left to go in that show. Remember that? I'll tell you now. The number one turkey award goes to all the stupid, pathetic sons of bitches that make YouTube videos that make you think that you're going to watch a certain video, but then you watch it and it's not what you wanted. A few friends here in the area had called me and said, I went to this website to try and watch TNA Final Resolution pay-per-view. I said, yeah, what'd you find? It wasn't the pay-per-view, but they were using WWE 13 for their pay-per-view. I said, what? You're kidding. And out of all the videos that I found on YouTube, they had nothing WWE-related, and it wasn't TNA-related. Actually, you can't say TNA anymore. It's just Impact now. How stupid is that? You wasted YouTube airtime for BS that just has to do with video games? Don't get me wrong. I love video games. But you don't use it for that. And you certainly don't abuse YouTube like that. YouTube, you should make a new rule about that. Yeah, that's a new rule. If it's not a real video, if it's strictly related to having wrestling matches to try and copy the pay-per-view through the WWE 13 video game? No, people want the actual wins and losses, even though we know that sometimes WWE puts on a good show, other times TNA will put on a good pay-per-view. It just depends. But anyway, Velvet Sky came back. She defeated Madison Rain. And now that she's back, everybody keeps asking the question. They want the question answered. Are Velvet Sky and Madison Rain going to form the Beautiful People? Everybody's going to come back, right? Well, you're about to be in for a shocker. You know how we're talking about being bold or scared? I'm going to be very bold and blunt about this. I don't fucking know. I don't know if the Beautiful People are getting back together. Don't ask me. I can't tell you that. It would be nice. I know Coffee would think it would be nice if the Beautiful People got back together. DDP really, really wants it. But as far as none of us knows. We don't know. Just like we don't know when the world's going to end. How are we supposed to know if the Beautiful People are getting back together? Right now, let's just reminisce and be glad that Velvet Sky is back. I know, you all enjoyed my little rant there, didn't you? Admit it, you did. Wes Briscoe, who's doing very well for himself, in fact, and Garrett Bischoff teamed with Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle, storyline-wise, trying to manage them against Robbie E and Robbie T. And, Briscoe and Bischoff, they won the match. Kurt Angle's out there applauding them at ringside when one of the Eighth of the Next member beat him in... punctured his knee really badly with some sort of weapon. And it's not the baseball bat, because at the top of the show, you know, after they beat Bobby Roode up, James Storm took the bat, so it wasn't the bat they hit him with, but very, very vicious. It was good. Jeff Hardy and James Storm defeated Doc and one of the other members of Ace of the Nates. After the match, they revealed that Austin Aries is the one who paid off Ace and made more money than Bobby Roode. Wow. And as I said, AJ Styles, after his match, he said he's tired of being a corporate janitor and cleaning up everyone's mess in Impact Wrestling. He's done. And then he leaves. Very good storyline. Very good. Kenny King defeated Rob Van Dam in a non-title match. Could we see Kenny King defending, you know, going against Rob Van Dam in an actual championship match? Well, if the rumors are true that Rob Van Dam is indeed going to quit come next year. Yes, I know, everybody. I know Matt Broderick. coffee, please. You can't use Marilyn Manson songs. It's not opposed to wrestling. I know Matt Broderick is also upset about Rob Van Dam leaving. Coffee said it's true. It's right there in the chat room. He said it's RVD and done come March. RVD, have your people call my people, get you on the show, and have you come out here like Jerry Lynn did. Come wrestle for our promotion out here. That'd be great. That'd be great. Ooh, I can see it now. Rob Van Dam kicked on Mustafa. You know, Mustafa. No, not the Mustafa from The Lion King. You all wish. But the cartoon movie. The fuck? I'm talking about the original ECW blood, sweat, and tears guy, Mustafa. That's the guy that we have. He's been in California here for a good 2 years, enjoying all his matches. Very, very awesome. None of them are bloody, mind you. I wish. Maybe it'll happen. Bully Ray defeated Jesse, who came out with Tara. He beat Jesse with the bully cutter because he feels that everything he's saying about Brooke Hogan as it relates to Hulk Hogan. And they started using each other's real names last night. What an infamous way to carry off and end the year by using Bully Ray's real name. Well, everybody knows what Hulk Hogan's real name is. Children, pay attention to the teacher now. Hulk Hogan's real name is Terry Balboa. And apparently Bully Ray's real name is Mark. And sometimes people think that it's wrong to keep calling them by their wrestling name. No, they have real names. Believe me. Anyways, Austin Aries, he's not happy with the fact that he found out about, you know, that Ace is an Ace, let the world know that he paid them off, and he's like, well, he's like, I just wish that Hulk Hogan hadn't jumped on the Jeff Hardy bandwagon. The bandwagon, so to speak, and what Eric said, that he does what he wants when he wants on his own time, because Jeff tried to goad him in a match last night and say, let's do it right here, right now. And Eric said no, that this is not the time or the place. Ah, coffee, that's terrible. Coffee just told everybody in the chat room that, please. Very, very sad about my ECW memories. I only got to go to 2 ECW shows. Well, Coffee, lucky you. I never got to go to any any ECW show. No shows at all. Yeah. I tell you, that would have been awesome. You know what I would have really loved? Of course, if I was old enough at the time. If I was right in the heart of Philadelphia, I would have invited Matt Broderick to go with me if I would have met him years ago. That would have been nice to go to the very first barely legal pay-per-view. Ah, Coffee, you were at Anarchy Rules in 2000. One of their many last pay-per-views. Oh, and speaking of the subject, since you brought up the subject of ECW Coffee, that's the other thing nobody got. Everybody watching Raw, before we go off the air here, ladies and gentlemen, everybody that saw Raw, everybody, even the children, were glad to see John Cena get his ass beat by the Shield. But then while that whole thing was going on, people started chanting ECW, ECW. I could hear it. I was like, wow, the Shield is beating up all these people, and they're chanting ECW. And you know what? That's because it presents boldness on the fan's part. And I hope Vince McMahon doesn't go on some rant. I go on rants because I'm doing a show. Vince McMahon is just an owner who knows that he needs his numbers to go way up. You know, he hasn't had a rating of a 9 or better since 2005, and he knows it. But I just hope he doesn't go on some vicious rant to say that this is all of your fault for still chanting ECW. After all these years, and they've been closed since 2001, no, Vince, if you do that, we're all going to throw something back in your face. Remember when he let the Shield do that interview 2 weeks ago, when they were self-promoting, they said, we're not the NWO, we're not all these factions, we're not these blood-crazed, filthy wrestlers like ECW was back in the day. We're not any of those groups. We are our own group. Well, Vince to say that what they were actually doing was self-promoting the DVDs that are coming out. That's a good way to get promotion. It's just now the self-promotion of these DVDs that are coming out that WWE has made that are already in stores and the new ones coming are a vindication of WWE. First, they were being bold with us. Now us fans are going to be bold back with them. Yeah, Paul Heyman is still there. He was there with CM Punk on Monday night. Well, you know, come on, Coffee. You know how it happened. Everybody knows how it happened. We can all thank Steve Austin for that, right? Yes, we can. Yeah. Yeah, I mentioned this last week. it's time for me to get some new material, some new DVDs. For Christmas, I'm going to ask for the new Attitude Era DVD and the NWO DVD. I got to get my hands on it. And maybe a third one. The CM Punk DVD. I mean, I haven't really read any reviews on it or anything, but hey, I honestly don't know. And yeah. Yeah. That's what's going on now. I tell you guys, it's great. It really is. Oh, coffee, you bastard. Coffee tells the world that he just got Saints Row, the third and full package in the mail. Is that the old one or the new one? It's probably the new one. Probably the new one. Anyways, well, you know, I just, yeah, I've been meaning to try and get my hands on the old one. It'll work better. Lucky. Oh, it comes with all the DLC. You got the full package, all right? If you got DLC on it, dude. That is awesome. Coffee's now over here promoting Best Buy. Coffee wants to work for Best Buy. I know it. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what else to say. We are all out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Take care.
On the first day of Christmas, like you look into me, a partridge in a pear tree.
I keep hitting that wrong song.
Eddie to the top rope, and he did it! Frog splash! Come on, Eddie! Get him to it! Two! Yes! Eddie to the top rope! It's
He looked and he saw his dad, John Hancock, on a brand new 15-year contract. He goes, so that, what do I do? They go, well, you're not leaving. You leave, that's a breach of contract, and you're going to owe us $7.6 billion.
Because only the tough survive. That's the reason you ain't in it. And this punk holding the camera reading he ain't in it. Reading these rednecks out here ain't in it. Because it's a tough business.
Terrific.
What, is that all you got?
I ask you the standard question. You know?
Standard question.
I think this is fake.
You think it's fake? What? Huh? What the hell's wrong with you? That's open hand slap, huh?
Welcome to the 4th Opinion Show.
You have made a huge mistake. And if I ever see you in person, I am telling you on camera, please don't edit this out. I will rip you from limb to limb for destroying my reputation in your phony book full of lies, calling me somebody who just wants to gain attention to themselves, and it has been. That's all I have to say about this, Jericho.